you, Mr. Chairman. Dear distinguished delegates and honored Director General, my name is Ben Paulus from the Indigenous Environmental Network and the International Indian Treaty Council of the Mohawk Nation in Canada. I'm speaking on behalf of the Terra Preta Forum, representing millions of food producers from five continents, organized by the International Planning Committee for Food Sovereignty. The serious and urgent food and climate crises are being used by political and economic elites as opportunities to entrench corporate control of world agriculture and the ecological commons. Actions by some governments and top UN leadership at the High-Level Conference on World Food Security, Climate Change, and Bioenergy, the FAO Summit, constitute an assault on the natural commons and on small-scale food producers, among whom women and indigenous peoples are in the forefront. Since the food and energy crisis in 1974, food crises have been exploited by agribusiness companies, local and global elites to concentrate control over farming, fisheries, land, territory, water, forests, seeds, breeds, transportation, distribution, and energy sources. The rapidly emerging and cumulative climate crisis is being exploited by the same elites through market transactions such as carbon trading, emissions offsets, and profitable techno fixes such as agrofuels and patented technologies, including synthetic biology. Some multilateral agencies are creating policy conditions to enable corporate conglomerations across energy, agribusiness, biotechnology, and automotive industries. As it stands now, the UN High-Level Task Force on the Food Crisis may facilitate further convergence of the most powerful actors from the private finance, technology, and business sectors to extract profits in the name of crisis management. We reject the corporate, industrial, and energy-intensive model of production and consumption that is the basis of continuing crises. We affirm the paradigm of people's food sovereignty form the guiding framework for our future actions and the survival of humanity. We make the following request to government. 1. Never compromise the right to food. 2. Establish smallholder agro-ecological farming, fishing, and pastoralism as the foundations for food provision, soil carbon regenerations, restoration of natural and farm habitats for carbon sequestration and water security, and management of the climate change emergency, in particular supporting certified and non-certified organic farming. Promote the adaptation and mitigation funds for low-carbon, sustainable, smallholder food production, and ensure that these funds do not contribute to violations of the right to food. In particular, insist on government and multilateral financing for small-scale food providers. Include agriculture that supports food sovereignty in the framework of future climate change negotiations, particularly post-2012 Kyoto negotiations. Support comprehensive agrarian reform as a prerequisite to protecting our lands, our territories, water, biodiversity, and knowledge. Resist the production and export of agrofuels as promoted and controlled by the corporate sector and facilitated by some multilateral agencies. Support policies that strengthen the right to food sovereignty and the right to adequate food, including educational work and support for international instruments like the Guidelines on the Right to Food and the UN Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples. Ensure justice for the victims of a food emergency by bringing to account, through criminal proceedings, corporations and institutions whose profiteering from agricultural inputs and products has denied communities the right to food. And lastly, to set up a commission on food sovereignty under the United Nations, constituted by representatives of governments and organizations of fisher folk, peasant and small-scale farmers, pastoralists, and indigenous peoples, to identify, document, and advance collective strategies for solving the food and climate crises. Small-scale food producers are feeding the planet, and we demand respect and support to continue. Only food sovereignty can offer long-term, sustainable, equitable, and just solutions to the urgent food and climate crises. There will be no solution to the climate and food crises without us. Thank you. Thank you.